Crypto.com becomes first VASP to get UAE Central Bank SVF license. Crypto.com said on May 11, 2026, that it has become the first virtual asset service provider to receive a stored value facilities license from the Central Bank of the UAE. The exchange announced the approval through its official account, framing it as a foundational permit for moving stored balances and consumer payment rails inside the country. The SVF designation sits on the banking side of UAE oversight rather than the virtual asset side. It is the same license bucket the central bank uses for prepaid card issuers, e-money wallets, and stored value programs run by fintechs and telcos. A crypto firm crossing into that bucket is unusual. A banking license, not a crypto license. Most exchange permissions in the UAE flow through VARA in Dubai or ADGM's FSRA in Abu Dhabi. Those frameworks govern trading, custody, broker-dealer activity, and, since 2024, fiat-referenced stablecoin work under the central bank's Parallel Payment Token Services regulation. A stored value facilities license is different. It authorizes the holder to take customer money, hold it as a liability, and let the customer spend it later through cards, wallets, or transfers. UAE prepaid programs and digital wallet operators have historically needed this approval to issue dirham balances to retail users. By landing the SVF, Crypto.com gains a federal-level permission that complements its existing regional permits. It is not a green light to launch any specific product, but it removes the structural blocker that has kept exchanges from running their own AED-stored value rails. Implications for card and wallet products. Crypto.com already operates one of the largest crypto card programs in the world, with the Crypto.com card lineup live in multiple regions. UAE retail rollouts have historically been routed through partner issuers, the same model most exchanges use when they enter the region. An SVF license would let the company issue and hold UAE dirham balances directly inside its own wallet, rather than handing settlement to a third-party prepaid partner. That is the same structural advantage that lets neobanks like WIO and LIV operate their own balances. For a crypto card user, the difference shows up as faster top-ups, fewer intermediate FX hops between crypto and AED, and tighter control over the ledger that funds card spend. The announcement did not include a launch date for any new card or wallet feature tied to the license. The company described it only as receiving the approval. UAE's layered crypto framework. The UAE has spent the past 3 years building one of the most segmented crypto regulatory stacks in the world. Dubai's VARA covers trading and custody at the Emirate level. ADGM's FSRA covers institutional activity in Abu Dhabi. The Central Bank of the UAE handles payments, stablecoins, and stored value at the federal level. That layering has made the UAE one of the most active jurisdictions for crypto card launches and exchange expansions, but it has also forced firms to assemble multiple permits. Crypto.com's federal SVF approval is one of the harder pieces to add because central bank licensing in the Gulf typically takes 12 to 24 months and involves capital governance and technology audits that exceed what VARA requires. Bitpanda received a CBUAE Payment Token Services license in 2025, and several regional banks hold SVF approvals. A crypto-native exchange holding the SVF specifically appears to be new. Competitive position in the Gulf: Binance, OKX, Bybit, and Kraken all operate under Dubai or ADGM permits. None has publicly disclosed an SVF approval. If the regulatory route Crypto.com took is repeatable, others will likely follow. But the central bank's pace on these licenses has historically been measured. For now, the license gives Crypto.com a head start on building dirham-denominated wallet products that touch the local payment system without leaning on a partner bank's balance sheet. In a market where the UAE consistently ranks among the top regions for crypto card adoption, that infrastructure ownership matters.